If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's the deal. Either you tell me what's happening, or I tell Dustin what I found under your bed.
Please, no.
Spill your guts, cowpuncher.
What did she find under your bed?
Nothing.
Is it gross? Scale 1 to 10.
100.
100?
The serial killer is a dark wizard from the Upside Down, and we've been looking for him. But he's in the Upside Down, which we can't reach. At least we thought we couldn't, until we found a gate at Lover's Lake. That was the reason why we were there, but these stupid cops grabbed us. And if you tell anyone about this, that's including Mom and Dad and Tina. Especially Tina, I smother you in your sleep. Do you understand? Erica, do you copy?
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Good morning, stranger friends, and welcome back to yet again another episode of Stranger Things Forever. When I started this rewatch project over a year ago, I thought if I do 2 episodes a week, you know, maybe 3 episodes a week, it might fill in the time before Stranger Things 5. And then I got lazy and I procrastinated, and that's why I've been doing 2 episodes a day here, because I still want to complete this project. I still am going to complete this project. Come hell or high water, I'm going to do it, and I hope you come along with me every step of the way. Before we get into the next 10 minutes of Stranger Things 4, The Massacre at Hawkins Lab, Chapter 7, you know the whole thing. I typed in Stranger Things on Google News, and I skipped the most recent stories. I skipped over those, and I saw one story that I saw the headline, and I didn't read it at all, so I want to read it quickly with you guys. But I also saw something that I wanted to note. I played the Gatorade commercials the other day, and what I didn't realize is that one of the commercials was narrated by an athlete, a football player for the NFL, Myles Garrett, who is an incredible defensive player for the Cleveland Browns. And the only reason I know this is because my Patriots played the Browns a couple of weeks ago, and this guy sacked our quarterback, Drake May, all over the field all day. He was incredible. The Pats still blew them out. That's how good this guy is. Maybe that's how good the Patriots are, that this guy sacked our quarterback 6 times, or he got sacked 6 times. He sacked him 5 times. Anyway, he's the guy. He's the voice on the Stranger Things commercial. So I thought that was worth noting. And then the other thing I wanted to note was a Screen Rant article. I just saw the headline. I'm clicking it right now along with you and me. I will put a link to it in the show notes. I'll put a link to it even if it's not worth it. But the article in Screen Rant, sometimes I can go either way. It says, rewatching the Stranger Things pilot before season 5 taught me something shocking about the show. That was the word, shocking. That's what made me think I need to click on this. Rewatching the pilot, I realized the Netflix giant hit changed its entire tone after its first outing. As Stranger Things 5 approaches, I'm far from the only one who has decided to rewatch the entire saga. Really? That's what they're saying? While the entire Stranger Things timeline is pretty straightforward, the show's story grows more complex and its world gets more sprawling with each new season. Thus, it is worth revisiting. Blah, 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 blah. While every season has its highs and lows, it's hard to deny that the show's first outing felt like lightning in a bottle. The show, originally conceived as a standalone miniseries entitled Montauk, initially followed the search for a missing child named Will Byers. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now it's... God, is it just giving me the explanation of what Stranger Things... Stranger Things Season 1 is way slower than you remember. Despite what viewers might remember of Stranger Things Season 1, the show is shockingly slow in its early episodes. Okay. That's it. That's the whole thing, that it's slow. It's slower than it is now. There are moments where unambiguous genre elements rear their head, from an early glimpse of the Demogorgon to the Men in Black-style secret agents pursuing Eleven to the diner. However, for the most part, the show is remarkably subdued in its first outing. You know, it has its subdued moments in every episode. Cathal Gunning, author of this article, posted 17 hours ago. I stopped reading it. I think it did what it needed to do. It clicked, and I had to maneuver around the dozens of ads, pop-up ads, banner ads, a deodorant ad. Oh, I'm seeing some lady wipe deodorant on her underarms. I don't want to see anybody wipe anything on anything of themselves in an ad. They got pop-ups in the corner, pop-ups on the left. I mean, it's, if you make the window big enough, you can almost read the article. Anyway, I'll still put a link to it in the show notes so you can check it out and make a decision for yourself. And if you want to read it, by all means, give it a whirl. All right, enough nonsense, enough wasting time. I only have 25 minutes till I have to start my workday. So maybe I'll get this out. Maybe I'll get it out in a morning break, or maybe I'll get it out at lunchtime. Hopefully I'll get it out as soon as possible. But I need to get crack-a-lackin' on the next 10 minutes of the massacre at Hawkins Lab. So it picks up. We're still in the Wheeler House. I can say for a fact now we are in the Wheeler House. It dawned on me. I was like, of course we're in the Wheeler House. That's how the upside down and the right side up can, you know, interact. And Dustin was saying to Lucas, there's no way they went through the Watergate. They must be laying low because the law got us. And Eric is like, the law? What is this? Gunsmoke? What did she say? The stupid and the ugly? And she's like, listen, here's the deal. Either you tell me what's really going on, and then she looks at Lucas, or I'll tell Dustin what I found under your bed. The look of fear on Lucas's eyes, in his eyes, and the look of interest in Dustin's eyes. He had a big smile. He's like, what'd you find? Was it gross? He's like, very gross. So I'm going to guess it was probably like, you know, Dirty Magazine or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, it's never talked about because he basically says, listen, if you tell anybody about this ever, and mom, dad, Tina, especially Tina, I will, what do you say, smother you in your sleep? He basically says Vecna's a dark wizard on the upside. He explains the whole thing. He basically tells her this. And she's like, yeah, I got the smothering part, but why would nothing else? Why would they open a gate at Lover's Lake? She says the commies. She still thinks this is all connected to the Russians from the previous season, because that's what happened in Star Court. So that kind of makes sense. She's tangentially in on the story and the adventure, but not fully in. And they're like, she's like, the commies didn't do this. Like, then who did? It's like, nobody. And then she's like, well, it just opened. And Erica's like, Dustin's like, you know, that does pose a question. And how did Watergate open? Two gates have opened so far, one by L, one by the commies. And we know that it's not the commies or L. So they're like, wait a second. Now they realize that, I think they start to realize that Vecna's opening these gates. What I do like is that they think that he's working for the Mind Flayer. Like they said, you know, I don't know if this is the exact line, but this is a PDF I found of the script. There's one thing we never understood, which is why Vecna's killing people. What's his motive? Killing teens. It always seemed too random, too prosaic. I think I said that right. On top of that, how does the Mind Flayer figure into all this? Unless this is the answer. So this is what he, then he goes on to his big explanation, where he talks about, that the psychic connections are what's opening the gate. And what I found is interesting is they think he is, doing it for the Mind Flayer. Like, they think, we always said the Demogorgons were the soldiers. What if he's the five-star general? And they're on a bit of a, like, he's on a roll. He's getting close, but he just flipped that last one, which is fine because, again, it is throwing us off. This is another little scent like, oh, Vecna is really high up in the upside down hierarchy. No. He's not really high up, folks. He is the hierarchy. And I don't know if we get that at the end of this. I know we get the big reveal at who Vecna is at the end of this episode. What an amazing way to go off for a month. But what I do like is they're closing in on this. And what I love is he goes into this whole thing and Lucas says, holy shit. And Dustin says, holy shit. And then Erica goes, holy shit, that was incomprehensible. That was hilarious because it's almost like, if you're watching at home, you kind of are Erica. You're like, wait, trying to catch up. What? And especially, but we actually know what's going on. We've been with it the whole time. So think about someone who maybe just tuning in right now knows a very little bit, and then they hear this. Exactly. Erica played that perfectly. So the camera pans to the front door, and then we get the flip side of the front door, the upside down, and we see our four upside down crew, Robin, Nancy, Steve, and Eddie head into the house. Robin makes a joke like, you guys, you really should get a maid. They're like, we don't want to be here any longer than we need to be. So Nancy goes upstairs, and this is when she opens the thing looking for her guns, and she finds slippers, the shoes. And this is the moment where I thought this was going to be a bigger deal and like, oh, there's something going on here. What is it? But looking at it now, I'm thinking maybe I overplayed that thought. What we find out is she looks at her diary. She looks at all the things around her room and she realizes that the last diary entry, which should be filled with a lot more, was in 1983 on the day that Will went missing, on the day the gate opened. So she's like, we're in the past. I don't know if they're in the past as much as, well, I mean, they are technically in the past, but it seems to me that when the gate opened, the upside down, like, it made an imprint of the world that we know, and that is stuck there. I don't know why it's been stuck there and other gates didn't progress it forward or anything like that. Maybe that is the mystery. Why is it stuck there? Was that the first gate? Is it have something to do with Will? Like, what is, why? There was no upside down before this. Like, when they talk about the, the musical, wasn't that like, not the musical, the stage play. Wouldn't there be an upside down in that? Isn't there a Hawkins in that? Why? I don't know the full story of the play, but I feel like there would be an upside down. There was no, maybe there wasn't, I don't know. Like the beginning of the upside down, I feel like at least the first time it is when, the big showdown in the lab. So that's not the beginning of our upside down. That's almost like he's put in another dimension. Does he create the world? No, he wouldn't create the world because he's been away from that world for some time. So, why? I guess it just has to do with Will and the gate because the world is frozen in 1983 and she doesn't have the guns yet. So that is really, I still think there could be more with that, or it's just a cool way of saying the upside down time doesn't work the same way. You know, even though the upside down, we've known about it for years, it's been stuck in that version 1.0 since the first gate opened in Hawkins. Now, while Eddie, Nancy, and Robin were dealing with looking for the guns that aren't there, Steve was downstairs and he starts yelling, Dustin, Dustin, because as they went up the stairs, he heard Henderson. He heard him. He was like looking around. He's like, what's going on? And he's like, he's here. I don't know if he's like I can hear him. And they look at him like, uh-oh, maybe he does have rabies. But then Nancy hears him too. And they all realize, oh my God, they're there. They're on the other side. So they're calling, they're calling. He's not hearing them. And on our side, on the right side up, Dustin is going on and on explaining what he thinks is going on with to the point where it looked like Erica was getting bored. Even Lucas was getting bored, but Dustin was on a roll. And in the upside down, they're like, he's not hearing us. How are we going to get through? And they're like, Will had a way. Nancy figures out everything because Nancy's the best. Will had a way. Will figured it out. It was lights, using lights. So she goes to flick on a light. That doesn't work. Then Steve hits a light with a flashlight and we start seeing all these glowing like particles, but not the upside down particles that look gross. These looked like almost like glitter in the air, like a much happier thing, much more pleasing, friendlier, you know, dust or whatever you want to call it. And while their flashlights are on the light, they go up and they put their hands to touch the flickering light. Now, while that happens in the upside down, Erica, seemingly almost ready to fall asleep from Dustin talking, looks and she's like, She goes, hey, you said Vecna talks, like communicates through lights. She's like, yeah, he can be tracked through lights. She goes, I think he's here. And they look and they're like, what's going on? Now in the upside down, they're like, does anyone know Morse code? They're like, nope, nope, nope. And he's like, unless SOS, does that count? They look at him like, yeah. So we see the lights flickering in a pattern of SOS. And they're looking at first and, you know, because they're thinking this could be Vecna at first. Then Dustin, like, is looking at it and he recognizes the pattern. And he's like, SOS? He's like, oh. He turns around and looks at Lucas and Erica and says, remember when I said they weren't stupid enough to go through Watergate? I overestimated them. So we then jump over to Russia. We only have about 30 seconds left in this 10 minutes here. And Murray is rehearsing meeting with the warden. He's like, hello, warden. Nice to meet you. Ha! And he pulls the gun out. And he's practicing a couple times. He drops the gun. And Joyce is like losing patience. She's talking under her gag. He opens up the gag. He's like, what? He's like, will you stop playing with that thing? He's like, I'm not playing. I'm practicing. And see, I told you, it was only 30 seconds there. That's it. That's time. Another 10 minutes of Stranger Things, another 10 minutes of the massacre at Hawkins Lab in the books. We are cooking right along. But let's think back. What did we learn in this last 10 minutes? Number one, Dustin seems to be coming up with a pretty good idea of what's going on with Vecna. Not quite right, but he's on the right track. The upside down crew realizes that the guns aren't there because they're in the past. So, but they figured out that Dustin is at the Wheeler house at this exact moment as well. And they're able to communicate him or try to communicate him with lights. And it seems like it's starting to work. And over in Russia, we see Murray preparing to meet the warden. And that's what happened. So what happens here is that I will get this episode out as quickly as possible. And then I will have another one coming tonight covering the next 10 minutes because we are moving right along through the massacre at Hawkins Lab. It started with a Muppet song and then it turned into complete gibberish. But I will, as I said, I will talk to you tonight. Thank you, everybody who's been listening to these shows. I've been really appreciating it. And I hope you're getting excited. And I hope you're getting as excited for Stranger Things 5 as I am. So I will talk to you later tonight. But until then, you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except on TikTok, which is, everyone say it, Geek Mentality Mike. You can follow our Facebook page, which I don't do much there. But if you're on Facebook, give Fans Not Experts a like. If you're on YouTube, follow Fans Not Experts on YouTube as well, because every episode of Stranger Danger is up there as well. You can also, that's pretty much it. You can go to fansnotexperts.com to see all my podcasts or strangerdangerpodcast.com to just see Stranger Danger. And if you're on Blue Sky, which is the much friendlier place, it's basically taken over Twitter for me. Go to Stranger Danger Podcast on Blue Sky, StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky as well. Or if you just follow me at Geek Mentality, you'll see links and you can follow the podcast by clicking there. So that is it. I am done. I hope everyone has a lovely Wednesday, and I will see you tonight. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, it's people like you and people like me. We are the ones who keep Stranger Things alive forever!
Fans not experts.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.